From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. This Christmas Day, we're going to visit some Iraqi Christians living in exile in Syria. It's estimated that more than 40% of Iraqi Christians have fled their country, pushed out by violence and radical Islamists who want to get rid of all Christians in Iraq. NPR's Deborah Amos sent this report from Damascus, where many Iraqi Christians are losing hope that they'll be granted permanent asylum.
For these Iraqi Christians from Baghdad, it is the first Christmas away from home. Five-month-old Peter was born here. The family was forced out of Iraq, says George El Chino, when gunmen ordered him to close his pharmacy and threatened his life. The family is part of the silent but steady exodus of Christians from Iraq.
Nobody can get any show that is especially for a Christian, like a cross, like nobody can.
If you do, then it's a dangerous thing?
Of course, it is very dangerous. Maybe you'll be killed.
The family's television is tuned to an Iraqi channel. The news is often bad, adding to the gloom of the Christian community. While many Iraqi Christians have tried to immigrate to Europe or the United States, most find the doors are closed. The West does not help, says El Chino.
No, they don't help the Christian. Always we will put a question mark about this.
Iraqi Christians do get help in Syria. They can celebrate Christmas at the Lady of Damascus Catholic Church. This holiday recital features singers in Santa suits in the brightly lit cathedral. These are ancient hymns. This city played a leading role in church history. It was on the way to Damascus that St. Paul converted to the Christian faith. In modern times, Syria's Christians have equal rights under a secular government, so Iraqi Christians are welcome here, says Lawrence Yoles, who heads the local office of the United Nations Refugee Agency.
Syria doesn't have a problem with Christians coming here at all, and it has been welcoming to Christians, but also there are Christian communities here that are willing to support those that are coming, so that's also an additional factor.
The Ibrahim Khalili Church is a sprawling complex. At this time of the year, there's a Christmas tree in the church entrance, Christmas carols playing in the neighborhood. The church's basement kitchen has been turned into a feeding center for the poorest Iraqi refugees. Sister Tamara teaches a kindergarten class, but today she keeps watch over a line of women who wait for handouts of lamb and rice.
They came three times a week to take their food, and also they free medicaments.
Free medical care?
Yes. You know, they can't live in Iraq anymore. There's no place for them.
Churches across Damascus are playing a large role. Here, these Iraqi children are entertained in a game that involves a scary wolf and a river. But it was real fear that drove many Christians to leave home, often targeted because they worked for Americans on army bases or as translators for U.S. troops.
This is a very important thing to kill me. They are looking for anyone who is working with the foreigners in Iraq. You know that.
This Iraqi Christian does not give his name. His family is still in Iraq. He was a translator for a U.S. Army unit targeted by an Islamist militia shot near his home. It was a warning of more to come, he says, but his disappointment is with the American soldiers he considered his friends.
We helped America, many kinds of help, but they didn't help us. When I was in the hospital, they didn't call me. So why? I don't know why they didn't help me.
There's not much chance he could get a visa to the States. The Bush administration limits resettlement of Iraqi refugees to only 500 next year. So this former translator will spend Christmas alone in Damascus.
There is no Christmas for me because my family stay in Baghdad, living there, and I am here alone. without anyone. So there's no Christmas. It's not good Christmas.
Iraq's Christian community is the fastest growing refugee group in Damascus. The Bush administration's restrictions on visas are based on the position that this exodus is temporary. Most Iraqis will return home soon. That's not an option for many Iraqi Christians, especially those who worked for the Americans. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Damascus.